Somebody asked me if I've ever tried the James Bond vodka martini, shake it, not stirred, of course. Huge James Bond buff over here. Love it. Although I'm a gin martini guy. Slightly dirty these days. Used to be a little bit more dirty, like kind of real dirty. Now I kind of just sit back and I'm slightly dirty. I'm growing up, I promise. Somebody says, after the next commercial break, please bring me back with Me, Myself, and I by De La Soul. De La Soul is a great, like, jam band. Like, I used to love listening to them at night. Me, Myself, and I. Boom, dun, 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 dun. I didn't know they had as many songs. Like, that's what I get for being, like, a suburban.
Yeah, they were great.
Hugely great. I mean, I loved De La Soul.
Yeah, they had a lot of big hits. They were part of that whole New York conscious rap movement. Yeah, I was
and then now you hear all their songs and other rappers' music, and you're like, oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, how you doing?
So many samples now.
Oh, dude, it's everywhere. But let's get into it. The out of left field question, we do every night at 8 o'clock here on 610 Sports Radio when we do After Hours. You hear Green Onions by Booker T. You know that we're about to get outside of the sports world to kind of combine the listeners. 913-586-7610. We gave you the question before we went to break. What are some of the most commonly accepted health myths? What's a myth that people just commonly think? Chris, every time we do this, I give the producer slash co-host the option to receive or defer. So you can be San Francisco in overtime.
I'll defer.
Okay.
I'll defer.
You know,
I'll do the Chiefs and I'll always defer.
I still can't get over that video of Mahomes like trying not to spit out his milk.
I mean, I get why Shanahan did it, man. I get why Shanahan did it.
I don't.
That's Patrick Mahomes, man. And you don't want to give him the ball twice in overtime. So I get it. He did not trust his defense to get two stops.
But you gave him an extra down.
Yeah, but you trust
you
in that situation, though. You trust your defense at very minimum. Like if your offense goes and gets the ball first, you then are like, okay, they got to score a touchdown to keep up with us.
Right.
I don't think very many coaches are going to go for two in that situation. And they said they were going to, but I don't think very many coaches would do that. And so you're like, hey, we score, they score, we score again.
I also love Kyle Juszczyk's audio. Oh, I didn't know if we scored a touchdown, they still got a chance.
That's bad coaching.
That's
bad coaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, out of left field question every night, 8 o'clock that we do the show. So that's right. There'll be one tomorrow night, and then there'll be one Friday night. Friday night's the best night of the week to do this show called After Hours. You get Rich for the Week, out of left field question, you get Jay Binkley, all that sort of stuff. But I will give you mine. Mine is simple. I was lied to my whole life that carrots could make you see better.
Yeah.
That carrots gave you better vision. No, they didn't. And if you wouldn't have lied to me about carrots, because now I love carrots. There's not a lot of food that I don't like. I don't like radishes, I don't like beets, I don't like sprouts, and I don't like raw red onion or raw white onion. That's about it. I'll eat cauliflower this time of year in my life. I'll eat Brussels sprouts, love Brussels sprouts. I'll eat broccoli, green beans, asparagus. Why were we told our whole lives that eat your carrots and you can see better? Carrots were never an issue. Like, I don't know how many times you get a pot roast that your parent or somebody's made, and they put the potatoes and the carrots and the corn, whatever it is in there. Those carrots, man, something else. You go get a beef stew, and you eat carrots out of it. Oh, my God. Why do we need to be told that carrots are going to give us better vision?
Because I think it's vitamin A. And
vitamin A is supposed to give you better vision?
It's supposed to, but I've been eating carrots my entire life, and it has not helped my astigmatism. So,
you know, I mean, I'm surprised I don't know. But that's just my myth that I went by.
I mean, there's a few. One of them, that GMOs are bad for you and can cause cancer. Those are genetically modified organisms. That's like the fruit, vegetables, and whatnot. Here's the thing, though, is like a lot of our stuff is already GMOs. Like bananas have been genetically modified. Bananas naturally have seeds in them.
That's what people are normally allergic to.
Yeah.
Are the seeds in bananas.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Allergic to bananas.
Bananas naturally have seeds in them, but they've been modified over time so they don't have seeds in them. We also have seedless watermelons. That's also genetically modified.
Yeah, you can't have a seedless watermelon.
Right.
How did it grow?
Yeah. Same thing with like seedless grapes too. Ew. Those are genetically modified.
But they taste like cotton candy.
Yeah, so like that's the thing though is like we eat those all the time and they're not bad for us.
You know what's another one is that deli meat's good for you.
Yeah, I'm not a deli meat every now and then type person.
I don't know, man. I had a manager once tell me you could put deli meat on a salad. I said, I think we smoke our meats.
Yeah, I don't know if
he was not the smartest man in the world.
I had a manager when I was a bartender.
You can add deli meat to it.
Tell you to stay away from the microwave because because of the radiation. You know, if it could give out radiation that could kill you, it wouldn't be made available for sale.
Yeah,
I mean, they would never allow.
You can't buy an X-ray, can you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't just go. You can't just go to Walmart and get you an X-ray.
I wish.
Like, so I'm very sure that if you get a microwave, the radiation levels are minimal.
You know, I haven't had a microwave for 5.5 years, which is
an air fryer.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Or great. I just use the hell out of my oven.
Yeah, that's another good option.
Like if I had spaghetti the night before, a lot of people just zap in the microwave. A lot of people buy hot dogs, they'll put them in the microwave. I'll just boil them. Spaghetti I'll put in a pot, add a little bit more sauce, a little bit of water, kind of stir it together, bring it back to life. I don't know, it tastes better.
Yeah, I prefer to use the air fryer for most things.
It's a game changer.
Yeah. It is.
Really is. What are some of the most commonly accepted health myths that we have in life? Somebody says erectile dysfunction. Maybe you're just tired of doing the same thing over and over again. I don't know, man. I don't think erectile dysfunction is a health myth. I think it's an actual thing. If you suffer from it, there are ways to be about it.
Another one, you need 8 hours of sleep a night.
No, you don't.
No.
I get about 5 to 6 and I feel great.
Yeah.
If I get 6, I'm happy. Like, there's a lot of times my other job, people are like, when do you sleep? I'm like, from like, I don't know, midnight to 7? Like, that's fine with me, dude.
6 hours is plenty of sleep.
For me, it is.
Yeah.
Now, there are people that are moms out there that are probably like, you have no idea.
Right, yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody's different. But for me, I don't think you necessarily need... Like, a lot of people will be like, oh, you need at least an hour nap when you nap. No. Science has proven that 25 minutes is the perfect time for a nap because your brain doesn't fully shut down.
Right.
Because when it does, then it thinks it's going back to sleep, and then you've...
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people wake up from naps, like, hungover.
Confused, yeah. They're all drowsy and groggy, yeah.
And when you go out and drink all day, that's not a nap. That's you passing out early from day drinking.
I'm a good, usually about 6 hours is enough for me. Sometimes I'll get 5 and I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm running on about 2 right now, so I'm feeling terrible.
Yeah.
Right now.
You want that nice late dinner and then just a pillow.
No, I'm not even going to eat anything. Mm. I'm just going to go home and I'm just going to lay down.
2 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
That's rough.
It was a rough night. I've been sick, so I had to take antibiotics and they messed my stomach up. So, yeah.
Is it the one where you have to take it every for 7 days straight?
8 days.
That's a Z-pack? Is that what they call that?
No. That's different. but I'm taking amoxicillin. It's 2 a day for 8 days. So
are they horse pills? Like big
They're
boys?
Huge. They're massive. They're massive.
Probably have no appetite?
No, not that much.
Could you smell?
Yeah, I can smell.
Okay.
But yeah, when I pulled them out the thing yesterday, I was like, bro.
Yeah, my sister got the vid. She's like in isolation right now.
Yeah,
still going around.
Nah, I didn't have that, but I had like a sinus infection.
Well, I figured if you had the vid, you wouldn't be here.
No, I would not be
You're
here.
Smart enough to be
I'd be chilling at home right now.
Somebody says, bro, I can't function with less than 6 hours sleep. Everybody's different.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the person.
I'm not gonna be a liar here.
Yeah,
like I have Mondays off, and if there's a time where I sleep all the way to like 9:30, 10 a.m. and I've got like 8 hours, 9 hours sleep, I'm like, damn, all right.
I can't really sleep past 7 o'clock.
Yeah, once you like gotten on that rhythmic progress,
it does. If I go to sleep at 4 a.m, I'm gonna wake up at 7. Like I cannot sleep past 7.
Right.
It's just I have to be dead tired to sleep past 7.
Somebody brought up yours from the 913. Popping your knuckles causes arthritis. Not true. It actually reduces it, from your local doctor of a chiropractor.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's a huge myth. I used to hear that a lot when I was a kid, because I do pop my joints a lot.
I just pop my neck on air.
I don't do that. But I pop like the joints in my hands, my elbows, my knees, my ankles all the time. It used to hurt when I was younger, but now it's fine. And I don't have arthritis in all these joints.
Sometimes my toes will pop, and I don't even know it's coming.
Yeah, I can do that, too.
Like, I'll take my socks off and, like, do the little bend.
Yeah, you do.
Or I've eaten really good food.
Yeah, you can just, like, press them against each other.
Or I got kissed really sexually, and my toes curl and pop.
Yeah, mine don't pop from curling. You got to, like, put a little force on them, and they do that.
Shot of whiskey if you have a toothache. I mean, I'm not going to get mad. If you have a toothache, A, go to a dentist. Because you got so many nerves in your gums, it ain't worth it. Cold weather causes a cold. Is that a myth?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, it's just people give you colds.
I mean, you can get a cold any time of year. If you get exposed to it, you can get a cold.
So. I will say, I used to hate playing youth sports, and then when we were done, my parents were like, put your sweats and hoodie on. I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, it's 20 degrees outside, you'll get sick. I'm like, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Like, No, I remember that a lot, and I was like, "No, bro, I'm feeling it right now. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm chilling."
Lifting weights will stunt your growth. I don't think
I've never heard that.
I haven't either.
I've heard
caffeine, like coffee, will stunt your.
Yeah,
growth.
I've heard that, and that's not true either.
Okay,
but I've never heard lifting weights will stunt.
Isn't your Jimmy
growth.
Butler like 6'6"?
Yeah,
that dude's been drinking coffee since he's like 14. Has his own coffee shop, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that get into that stuff early.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
No,
especially if you're a professional athlete. Especially if you're an athlete in like high school, because a lot of times you're getting up really early for workouts before school. Yeah. So a lot of them will use caffeine of some sort. So
The last one I'll read, then we'll go to break. An apple away keeps the doctor away. Yeah, that's one. But then the other one is that you had to wait 30 minutes after eating to swim. No, you don't. You don't even go and doing like cannonballs and dives with a full stomach. You're just going to throw up.
You'll get cramps. You can get cramps in the water anytime.
Yeah, I've done it. So just jumping off a diving board, be like, ooh, there's that calf.
You pull. Yeah, no, I've gotten. I used to.
Dehydration day.
Exactly. It does not matter if you ate or not.
All right, that's the out of left field question. Coming up on the other side, we'll revisit this Chiefs roster and what happens moving forward and what we think happens. Some guys go away. Don't get too attached. It's a franchise. They've proven to you that they can do it because they have a good front office. That's Christian Nocera. I'm Dusty Likens. This is After Hours.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Here on After Hours, this night is flying by. Hey girl, ain't no mister. I've been gone for a while, but the crown jewel is back. Tonight, tomorrow, and Friday. Friday is my favorite night of the week. I don't know why it wouldn't be anybody's favorite. Some people would say Saturday, I think.
I like Saturday more.
Saturday's tight.
Yeah.
Friday I like because I literally have zero responsibility on Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday, it's like sometimes Sunday you got something you got to do.
Yeah,
like I said, it's normally not till mid afternoon.
For me, Saturday, it's like I wake up and it's like, man, I ain't got nothing to do today. It's nice,
especially now that it's staying lighter, darker.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Sonic has a pulled pork cheeseburger now. I don't. Mm.
I'm good. If it was anywhere else, maybe. But I'm good.
Eating a Sonic pulled pork cheeseburger could make you crap your brains out.
Last time I had a Sonic burger,
I couldn't tell you last time.
I was on the toilet for
the entire
night.
So you've gotten food poisoning before?
I don't know if that was food poisoning. It might just be Sonic. I was out of commission. I was here.
Oh God!
I went to the one down the street, and I mean, I was here. I think it was like a Memorial Day. This was years ago. Oof. It was like a Memorial Day weekend. It was a Royals game, and I was paying for it during the game.
That happened to Julio too.
He went to Grinders. He went to Up Down.
Oh, he got the chili pizza.
And he was throwing up in here on one of the holidays we were here.
Yeah.
I think it was Labor Day. Uh-huh. It was Labor Day or Memorial Day.
And I don't know. He was here and I was here.
No, it was July 4th. Yeah. It was July 4th. That's what it was.
Because we did our shows.
Yeah, we did our shows. And yeah, it was July 4th. And I was like, bro, why would you eat chili?
On a pizza.
At Up Down. What are you doing?
On a pizza.
No, what are you
with
doing?
With tater tots.
I don't trust no chili that's not made at home. None.
The chili's funky.
It's risky. I only eat homemade chili from people I trust. That's it.
Which is basically family.
it's just my girlfriend, my parents.
Yeah.
And I eat like friends' chili, but like I gotta trust you like that. I gotta like vet you by having some of your other food first.
Mm-hmm.
Don't start our friendship off with chili.
Mm.
I gotta know that you can cook first.
Your biggest fear is like a chili cook off and you're a judge.
Oh God, no.
Dude.
God, no. Yeah.
Because it's Friday night.
I'm not about to spend the rest of my night on the toilet because you didn't know how to. Because chili is one of them foods that like.
You feel it.
You feel it. Yeah. It makes you pay.
I used to love Wendy's chili.
I've never had it.
When I was a kid, I used to get their baked potato with butter and sour cream on the side, and then a cup of their chili. Back in the day when Wendy's had the yellow labels.
Yeah. I've never had their chili ever.
Oh, it used to be a banger. It never looked good.
I was like, Wendy's got a lot of stuff on that menu I mess with. I'm not touching chili.
Yeah, Wendy's will do it to you. They're spicy nuggets with honey mustard.
Yeah, them nuggets though.
Yeah, see,
you know, like we did a blind taste test with the. I knew the Wendy's nuggets. Mm. You know it.
They're always crispy. They're always moist inside, and their honey mustard is elite.
Yeah,
it really is for a fast food restaurant.
They're real good. No, they got some nuggets.
Somebody really doesn't realize that it's staying lighter, darker from the 816. It's staying lighter, darker? Question mark. Yes, like 6 o'clock.
It's staying lighter longer.
Oh yeah, there you go. That's why.
Yeah, we have more daylight.
Yeah, longer.
We just gone past 6 o'clock, but that's going to change in a few weeks because daylight savings time.
We spring forward though, right? We set them forward
on the 10th. So
and then that's it.
It's going to be darker in the morning, and we're going to get an extra hour of daylight in the evening.
Does that mean it's the last one? Or are we still doing
that? Yeah, we'll do that. It'll be like that until November,
and then it's over.
Yeah, in November it'll be over.
We don't do the time zones anymore.
I think we still do it.
We should have a poll. We will be doing it.
Yeah, we
I'm
still
so
do
confused.
It. Yeah,
I know no. we do it, but I know that there we, was like a rule. They were thinking about.
They
maybe,
were thinking about it, but they haven't passed it.
I hate it.
Yeah,
I hate the whole clock set.
I wish they would just keep it at permanent daylight savings time, so we get the extra hour of light in.
Which
the
is
evening.
The spring one, right?
Yeah.
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 There is no better day in the world. That when you set your clock forward and you go home and it's like 7:30 and you're like, damn, it looks like it's
still
5
light
PM.
Out there. Yeah, I love that.
That's good for everything. Yeah. Golfing, mowing, morale.
Yeah. Yeah, just hanging out with your friends, getting on the patio. Yeah.
You don't have to be the guy that's like, oh, it's getting dark. I got to get out of here. It's like, what?
No, yeah, because back when we do initially turn our clocks backwards, it starts getting dark at like 5 o'clock.
The worst.
And it's like, no, dude, I don't want to do this.
The only pause about that is like, yeah, I guess I'm going to go to bed at 7:30. What? Well, what else am I going to do?
No, yeah. When it starts getting dark at 5 o'clock, it's not cool.
I know a guy who cooks a ton of chili, freezes it in bags and gives it out. That's a nice guy. He can give my bag to somebody else.
I don't know about frozen.
My buddy owns a business and he had a guy that came in all the time with leftover food and would give it to him. And he finally was like, enough. I'm not eating it. Stop giving me food. I appreciate the gesture, but somebody else could probably enjoy this more than I can. He would literally come in with Tupperware. My buddy would just like scrape it out into the trash can, wash it, and be like, I'm not eating it. It's nothing against you. I'm just not eating your food. I don't know where it's cooked.
Dude, I don't know what you did. I don't know what your hygiene level is when you were making this.
It was so funny too, because I would always watch him come in and he'd always be like, oh, here comes this guy. He's going to give me some random food they made last night. He'll come and be like, I made chicken tetrazzini last night and brought you some.
I do not know what chicken tetrazzini is.
It's like noodles and chicken and gravy and like a. You don't want to eat it. You don't want to eat it if you cooked it.
That sounds disgusting.
Let's have a.
I've heard it before on like commercials.
We ate it in like elementary school. I always brought my lunch that day.
I think I went to. I think Garozo's has it on their menu.
They have a chicken spadini.
They have the chicken spadini,
which is amazing.
Their popular drink. I mean, they're popular food.
Yeah, I would drink it if it was a drink. It is good.
I think
Garozo.
I just get the basic spaghetti and
can't go wrong.
Meatballs. It's great.
Can't go wrong. They have one of the best sauces in the game.
Yeah, them and I think it's Rico's over there off of Antioch and College. Mm-hmm. Another great spot.
We had Johnny C's for the Super Bowl. It was interesting. It was like a sweet red sauce. I'm still indecisive.
Yeah, I like it a little sweet. I like
okay
a little
bit,
little hint of sweetness there.
Yeah. I do want to have a conversation. Speaking of restaurants that we are close to, the Chiefs. Do you think people tend to get too attached to a winning team and forget that the only way to continue things is to sometimes cut ties with things that could eventually tie you down? Because I feel like that's where we've been at with the Chiefs. We've had many, many examples of it. And I think we kind of saw the Tyreek Hill thing coming, right? As soon as Christian Kirk got paid, you and I do this enough. As soon as Christian Kirk got paid, I sat back and I went, oh, boy.
Well, there goes Tyreek.
I said, if he sees that contract, what is the what does the field look like for Tyreek? And I eventually was like, $25 million. And I was like, I don't know if Brett Veach is going to pay $25 million a year for a wide receiver.
No.
He might. There's a chance because of where his eliteness is. We've never really seen that receiver in Kansas City. And then Davante Adams got paid $28 million a year. And I'm thinking, okay, now I don't think there's a chance. And when you hear people say, right, Chris Jones could get 4 for $125, that's where we're starting. You have to go back and remember that the reason you have these championships and this sort of success continuously is because somebody like Brett Veach is very good at managing the numbers in the books and finding talent where you've missed it. When the Chiefs didn't have a defense and their defense coordinator was just a pessimistic person and Bob Sutton, they got rid of him and they brought in Spags. They went and got a guy like Tyrann Mathieu and built the defense differently. Then when they lost all their offensive linemen to injury and got embarrassed in a Super what did they do? They went and drafted two linemen. They went and signed a guy in Joe Tooney. And they rebuilt their offensive line. Then, when they couldn't get to a quarterback in the playoffs because they lost to Cincinnati and Joe Burrow and they were lacking pressure, what did they do? They went and signed guys like Drew Tranquil. They went and signed guys like Charles Omenihu. They went and drafted guys like George Karlaftis. And when they traded a guy like Tyreek Hill, who they weren't going to get, they said, you know what? Maybe Patrick Mahomes doesn't need the top five wide receivers in the game. Would it be awesome? Probably. But what he needs is what he works with best, which is guys like Rashee Rice, guys like Juju Smith-Schuster, guys like Sammy Watkins. Those guys are never going to be in the top five in the league in wide receivers. And that's not a shot at Rashee Rice. He's just unfortunately in a time where there's like A.J. Browns, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, guys like that, right? He could be a top 15. That's fine. But they're not going to keep guys that are going to tie them down in long term because Chris and I both know that Karlaftis is going to get paid, McDuffie's going to get paid, and if you pay Chris Jones, Nick Bolton, Willie Gay, Drew Tranquil, all these guys, when those contracts come up on the other side behind them, you have a very tough predicament to do because you're going, ooh, now we've got to cut ties with this, someone who's younger, and we have to stay with this because we give them so much money. And an example that you would see with that is somebody like Juwan Taylor. Like, you ain't getting rid of Juwan Taylor. Whether you like it or not, he ain't going anywhere. Paid him a lot of money. Did he have some mistakes this year? A lot of them. Do they need to be corrected? Yes. Now, do you give Chris Jones exactly what he wants? I don't know. Would it be a tough departure? Yes, of course. Chris Jones won 3 Super Bowls with this team. He's in the circle of trust with Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, all those guys. Chris Jones is there. Stone Cold Jones. But if there's one thing that can help you maybe, you know, get loose on the feeling of, oh, I really want to see him back. Chris Jones has 3 Super Bowls with the Kansas City Chiefs. Chris Jones is going to be a Chiefs Hall of Famer. He's going to be in the Ring of Honor. He's going to bang that drum someday at the new stadium that Patrick Mahomes builds in that parking lot. I'm just being kind of sarcastic there, but, you know, it's coming. It's going to look like SoFi in the middle of I-70.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. And the legacy that he's had with the Chiefs is fine. Just because he's not on the team next year doesn't mean this team will fumble and shamble away. And I know there's a lot of you that think, you got to pay Chris Jones. He's too dominant. Is he that dominant next year? Is he that dominant in 2 years? I don't know. You got to let your emotions go to the side and trust and that vet Brett Veach and what he's done the 6 years that Mahomes been a starting quarterback, it's been pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, there's the sentimental aspect of having these players that are great, and we love them. We've bonded with them over the years. So I get it why people would not want, would want them to retain those guys, and I would love if they could. But unfortunately, this just doesn't really work in today's NFL because all of these players want to get market-breaking contracts at their positions. Mm-hmm. And you cannot expect players to take less than the market determines that they can get. Right. So, and if you're the Chiefs, you really got to think and prioritize who you want to pay. Do you want to pay a 30-year-old defensive tackle market value for what he's going to be looking for, which is going to be somewhere in that low to mid 30 a year? I don't think that that's a good decision for the Chiefs. As much as I'd love Chris Jones to be back here, if he's asking for $32 million a year, that's not going to work. And, you know, in the case of Snead, I mean, to be honest, I'd really love if they could bring him back. Mm-hmm. But you also have to understand that there are other positions you have to pay, and you have to think about what is going to be harder for us to get. Is it harder for us to get good corners, which we have outside of Snead? The Chiefs have some good corners outside of L'Jarius Snead. Or do we want to maybe retain our starting middle linebacker who has been one of the anchors of the defense, or maybe retain our starting center who we know Andy is very, he loves having a good smart center. Creed's been very good. Only issue he's had is his low snaps.
The low hanging fruit in the Super Bowl is kind of questioning.
It's a little concerning, but he's still been excellent as a center overall. There's a lot of other positions that you have to look at, and not only that, but like if you're the Chiefs, you have to ask the question, can we replace them? And I think when you look at what the Chiefs have done on the defensive line, they've done a good enough job to believe that they can find replacements for Chris Jones. And same thing in the secondary, because they've missed L'Jarius Snead in games in the last couple of years, and they've done just fine without him. Not to say that, you know, you wouldn't like to have a guy with his skill set on the field, but you drafted a bunch of corners in 22 for a reason, because you wanted to load up because you figured that Snead was probably going to leave.
This was coming.
So, I mean, it's unfortunate. I would love for those guys to be back, but this is just the roster attrition that comes with a salary cap league and accelerating market value contracts.
It happens. We'll continue this conversation because we did get into L'Jarius Snead. We'll play you the audio of Mike Gianni last week when you want to hear the numbers or the semantics of what could be a possible contract for Chris Jones and L'Jarius Snead from the 913. Glad to hear Dusty and Chris, because you're listening After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Can we have that conversation? Because you and I both grew up with Usher.
Sorry, we were talking about the halftime show, about how he only makes like $600 for the halftime show, but he makes like 90 plus million in like profit for touring and promotion.
Oh, yeah, they're already promoting.
Right.
They're already promoting for
what
shows.
What grade do you give USHERRAYOMND for the Super Bowl performance?
I give him an A.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an incredible athletic endeavor when he was out here dancing on them skates.
Like he hugged Alicia Keys, I'd have been like, "Hey, man!"
Oh yeah, man! Yeah. I was like, "Bro, you about
people don't realize that though." Atlanta's like a big roller skating community, and like people are like, "He's on skates." I'm like, "He's from Atlanta!"
Oh yeah, And in the black community, we do a lot of skating.
Okay, you still skating out there?
Yeah, I don't. Okay. I retired from it. But when I was young, when I was young, you bet your ass, Skateland USA down there. Grandview? Oh yeah, we was there.
I lived right across the skating rink when I was a kid. My dad had a duplex, and across the street was a skating rink, and it was called Rink Rats.
Rink Rats.
Pretty gnarly. Has a Z on it. Still around to this day, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. We did a lot of skating back in the day.
I told you, man, a lot of people get emotionally involved with the whole Chris Jones thing.
I get it. And I would love for them to bring him back, but it's like,
yeah,
it's just the number is too high. It is way too high.
Right.
And ain't no damn way I'm paying a 30-year-old lineman $30 million a year. Mm-mm. That's not happening. Ain't no damn way.
One of my buddies compared it to the Patriots and Vince Wilfork situation. My buddy Todd's like, well, the Patriots didn't pay Vince Wilfork. He was a top, like, you know, defensive tackle, a little bit more differently than Chris Jones, still dominant. But Houston's like, we'll pay him.
Yeah. Look,
and the thing is, the Chiefs aren't, and I can't say they won't, but normally the track record would say that at this point in a player's career, the Chiefs aren't going to pay the big deal to somebody at that point. Because they're not going to pay for 1 year of success and then, you know, the next three be like, well, we're not getting that 12 and a half sack season. We're getting a seven.
Yeah.
But we're paying $30 million for that. They're not going to do that.
No, it's just.
And that's where we're coming from. We're not saying that, like, it's they're throwing him to the wayside and they're just letting him go. That's not the case. Now, if Chris Jones wants to do the same thing he did last year and have a contract heavy incentive deal, I'm sure the Chiefs would do that.
Yeah, if he wanted to sign a 3-year, $60 million deal, yeah. I think the Chiefs would do it.
Sure. Like,
I think the Chiefs would have no problem doing that. Ain't no damn way he's doing that, though. And it's just not going to happen.
And Mikey G, who knows the market, knows these players in the NFL, he gives you a little bit of insight on what a contract is going to look like in the open market for Chris Jones.
Yeah, it starts at 4 for $120 million. You know, we're getting them back to that $30 million mark. Nick Bosa's contract has only pushed things further. So I think we're going to be at four years at $32 million per year, 2 years fully guaranteed, and that third year vests with some 2025 incentives. But it's going to be big. It's going to be huge. And whoever gets them is going to get two really strong years of a defensive interior lineman.
Two really strong years. Brett Veach wants at least four more for a decade of success.
Yeah, I'm not paying it. What New England years, did. 4 years, and you get half of it is good? No, I'm good.
And then here's the open market. Same thing. Mike Gianni joined the drive last week. He had this to say about a LeJarius Sneed situation.
Yeah, if he's a $16 million player in our system right now, that means about 4 for $64 million. So when he hits the open market, things generally go up about $2 million per year. So if he's on $18 million a year, you could probably sneak 4 or 5 years because of his age and feel pretty comfortable about it.
What does a team-friendly deal look like for Sneed?
Yeah, I don't know that you can dip under $15 million at this point. And I know McDuffie's contract's going to come up, and that's going to counteract what you're doing here. But I think you're going to have to be in that 4 for $60 million, at least with an initial offer, to keep him at least thinking about not hitting that open market.
And I'll tell you what, man. You live in a day and age in the NFL where damn near every team, but maybe three, have a wide receiver, legit one. And LeJarius Sneed knows that. His agent knows that. The NFL teams know that. And LeJarius Sneed was one of the biggest reasons why the Kansas City Chiefs got to exactly where they got. He didn't allow touchdowns. He didn't allow 100 yards to wide receiver ones. He was a lockdown and in a league where the wide receiver talent is going up. And if you've not listened to the show, it's only going to go up with possibly 7 to 8 guys going in the first round this year. You saw the receiver talent last year on the rookie class. Hell, one of them's on your team. Nakua's out there. Zay Flowers is out there. Rashee Rice is out there. Years before them, you've seen Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, all these guys going through the system. Cornerbacks are going to be a big necessity, and they're going to know it because teams are going to be like, you know what? You're going to throw your number one at me. I'm going to throw my number one at you, and I'll pay for that.
There's not that many corners that can shadow. No. There's not that many corners that can play press at the level that Sneed can. Yeah,
at a successful rate that this guy
has. Yeah, it's just there's just not that many guys that have the size, the strength, the skill to do that. And because of that, I honestly think it might be closer to 20 a year.
It's big.
I think it's going to be closer to
You're
20.
Also in a negotiation process, like, where you can be like, look, here's, like, LeJarius Sneed, contract years are always undefeated. The late, great Terrence Paylor said that. But LeJarius Sneed legitimately might have played one of the best contract years of anybody. Now, Dwayne Bowe's up there, too. Like, Dwayne Bowe had one of the best contract years you'll ever see.
That was nice.
What was that, 13, 15 touchdowns or something like that?
15 touchdowns.
Yeah, nuts. And then we never saw Dwayne Bowe again.
Nope.
Speaking of Sonic. And LeJarius Sneed, like, you can't paint it better than what he did this last year. In a league where wide receiver talent has never been better and quarterback talent has never been better, Legarius Sneed was like a 90s corner. In your face, on your ass, shut you down. In fact, the only time that he ever got humiliated, two plays later, he punched the ball out and took this team to the Super Bowl with a big defensive stop. So again, Legarius Sneed's going to get a lot of money. You can also franchise tag Legarius Sneed, 18.8. Call that $19 million. And then you get into the semantics of, all right, are we going to do exactly what Chris Jones did last year? And he's going to sit out until he starts getting fined, then he shows up. I don't know. And a lot of people bring up the whole Chris Jones quote from the parade. Everybody's hammered. Travis Kelce couldn't stand.
He tried to sing Friends in Low Places.
I don't even know if that's what he was singing.
He tried, and it was not good.
That's that Dom 42 that'll get you.
Yeah, he was done.
That's that Dom 42. And, you know, has it been fun with Chris Jones? Sure. Three Super Bowls, legacy, Hall of Famer, Ring of Honor. It's great. But when you look back and sit back and think to yourself, am I really going to pay this guy four years for $130 million? Probably not, because the track records would say no. Cut up on the other side, Popeyes did something very funny today that I thought was, well, worth bringing up off the end of the show here tonight as we get into our final thoughts here on After Hours. That's Chris Nocero. I'm Dusty Likens. This is 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Yeah, this makes me want to sit on a patio and listen to like R&B and just like old school rap on it. It's still 60 degrees outside, and it's 853, 852 to be exact.
I'll take it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, this is a night where you can drive home with just the vents open. You don't have to put the heat on or the air on or the windows down. You just kind of let that natural air come through, that natty air.
Natty air?
Yeah. That got you a little bit. Always at the end of the night, I like to end this show with things that might not have made the script. And what you heard tonight was all scripted. We put it all together. Chris and I talk throughout the day. We come with a conclusion towards the end. And then we just kind of hash it out. And then that's your show. So you're welcome. That's very arrogant. I apologize. I don't. But I thought today it was hilarious. I saw a thing from Popeyes. We could both agree that we are. Your church's guy, right? Do I remember
that
right?
I prefer churches, but I do really like Popeyes too.
You'll dip in the bowl of Popeyes.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and where I come from, churches and Popeyes are king, and that's the battle. And then
who's got the better biscuit?
Churches. Okay. They got the honey glaze.
You like that sweet?
That honey glaze on top. Yeah. No.
Who's churches got the better chicken?
Churches.
Who's got the better sides?
Churches.
You're a churches guy.
I'm a churches guy. There were two churches within like 3 miles of my high school.
Did you ever send somebody a text, hey, I can't come over, I'm headed to church?
Never.
And well,
one would believe me because I didn't go to church.
But I'm going to that fried chicken palace.
nobody believed me. If I said I was going to church, they're like, you good?
You know what I really love from churches? They're fried okra.
I'm not an okra guy.
Woo!
My family loves the okra, though.
I do love. I could hang with your family and be a fight for the okra that I'd probably lose.
Oh yeah, they love.
I don't want to piss Pops off when I go for that little okra nugget.
Yeah, no, they.
What are you doing
okra
over here? Yeah. Sorry. Is it? Yeah. Anyways, so Popeyes, they had a sign that went viral. It said, "We are short staffed. If you run out of patients, ask for an application." I find that hilarious. Because I think a lot of people don't realize that in today's world, the fast food chain's tough, man. Like, if you go in there with an attitude, or like when the robot takes your, hi, welcome to blah, 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 you don't need to be like, can I talk to a human? I'm tired of waiting. You don't know what kind of day that other person's had.
I mean, it's unfortunate. I would love for those guys to be back, but this is just the roster attrition that comes with a salary cap league and accelerating market value contracts.
It happens. We'll continue this conversation because we did get into L'Jarius Sneed. We'll play you the audio of Mike Gianni last week when you want to hear the numbers or the semantics of what could be a possible contract for Chris Jones and L'Jarius Sneed from the 913. Glad to hear Dusty and Chris because you're listening After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Can we have that conversation? Because you and I both grew up with Usher.
Sorry, we were talking about the halftime show, about how he only makes like $600 for the halftime show, but he makes like 90 plus million in like profit for touring and promotion.
Oh, yeah, they're already promoting.
Right.
They're already promoting for
what
shows.
What grade do you give USHERRAYOMND for the Super Bowl performance?
I give him an A.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an incredible athletic endeavor when he was out here dancing on them skates.
Me like he hugged Alicia Keys, yeah. I'd have been like, "Hey, man!"
Oh yeah, man! Yeah. I was like, "Bro, you
people don't realize that though." Atlanta's like a big roller skating community, and like people are like, "He's on skates." I'm like, "He's from Atlanta!"
Oh yeah, And in the black community, we do a lot of skating.
Okay, you still skating out there?
Yeah, I don't. Okay. I retired from it. But when I was young, when I was young, you bet your ass, Skateland USA down there. Grandview? Oh yeah, we was there.
I lived right across the skating rink when I was a kid. My dad had a duplex, and across the street was a skating rink, and it was called Rink Rats.
Rink Rats.
Pretty gnarly. Has a Z on it. Still around to this day, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. We did a lot of skating back in the day.
I told you, man, a lot of people get emotionally involved with the whole Chris Jones thing.
I get it. And I would love for them to bring him back, but it's like,
yeah,
it's just the number is too high. It is way too high.
Right.
And ain't no damn way I'm paying a 30-year-old lineman $30 million a year. Mm-mm. That's not happening. Ain't no damn way.
One of my buddies compared it to the Patriots and Vince Wilfork situation. My buddy Todd's like, well, the Patriots didn't pay Vince Wilfork. He was a top, like, you know, defensive tackle, a little bit more differently than Chris Jones, still dominant. But Houston's like, we'll pay him.
Yeah. Look,
and the thing is, the Chiefs aren't, and I can't say they won't, but normally the track record would say that at this point in a player's career, the Chiefs aren't going to pay the big deal to somebody at that point. Because they're not going to pay for 1 year of success and then, you know, the next three be like, well, we're not getting that 12.5 sack season. We're getting a 7.
Yeah.
But we're paying $30 million for that. They're not going to do that.
No, it's just.
And that's where we're coming from. We're not saying that, like, it's they're throwing him to the wayside and they're just letting him go. That's not the case. Now, if Chris Jones wants to do the same thing he did last year and have a contract-heavy incentive deal, I'm sure the Chiefs would do that.
Yeah, if he wanted to sign a 3-year, $60 million deal, I think the Chiefs would do it.
Sure. Like,
I think the Chiefs would have no problem doing that. Ain't no damn way he's doing that, though. And it's just not going to happen.
And Mikey G, who knows the market, knows these players in the NFL, he gives you a little bit of insight on what a contract is going to look like in the open market for Chris Jones.
Yeah, it starts at 4 for $120. You know, we're getting them back to that $30 million mark. Nick Bosa's contract has only pushed things further, so I think we're going to be at four years at $32 million per year, 2 years fully guaranteed, and that third year vests with some 2025 incentives. But it's going to be big, it's going to be huge, and whoever gets them is going to get two really strong years of a defensive interior lineman.
Two really strong years. Brett Veach wants at least four more for a decade of success.
Yeah, I'm not paying it. But New England years, 4 years, and you get half of it is good? No, I'm good.
And then here's the open market. Same thing. Mike Gianni joined the drive last week. He had this to say about a L'Jarius Sneed situation.
Yeah, if he's a $16 million player in our system right now, that means about 4 for $64 million. So when he hits the open market, things generally go up about $2 million per year. So if he's on $18 million a year, you could probably sneak 4 or 5 years because of his age and feel pretty comfortable about it.
What does a team-friendly deal look like for Sneed?
Yeah, I don't know that you can dip under $15 million at this point. And I know McDuffie's contract's going to come up, and that's going to counteract what you're doing here. But I think you're going to have to be in that 4 for $60, at least with an initial offer, to keep him at least thinking about not hitting that open market.
And I'll tell you what, man. You live in a day and age in the NFL where damn near every team, but maybe three, have a wide receiver legit one. And L'Jarius Sneed knows that. His agent knows that. The NFL teams know that. And L'Jarius Sneed was one of the biggest reasons why the Kansas City Chiefs got to exactly where they got. He didn't allow touchdowns. They didn't allow 100 yards to wide receiver ones. He was a lockdown in a league where the wide receiver talent is going up. And if you've not listened to the show, it's only going to go up with possibly 7 to 8 guys going in the first round this year. You saw the receiver talent last year on the rookie class. Hell, one of them's on your team. Nacua is out there. Zay Flowers is out there. Rashee Rice is out there. Years before them, you've seen Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, all these guys going through the system. Cornerbacks are going to be a big necessity, and they're going to know it because teams are going to be like, you know what? You're going to throw your number one at me. I'm going to throw my number one at you, and I'll pay for that.
There's not that many corners that can shadow. No. There's not that many corners that can play press at the level that Sneed can. Yeah,
at a successful rate that this guy
does. Yeah, it's just there's just not that many guys that have the size, the strength, the skill to do that. And because of that, I honestly think it might be closer to 20 a year.
It's big.
I think it's going to be closer to
You're
20.
You're also in a negotiation process like where you can be like, look, here's like L'Jarius Sneed. Contract years are always undefeated. The late, great Terrence Paylor said that. But L'Jarius Sneed legitimately might have played one of the best contract years of anybody. Now, Dwayne Bowe's up there, too. Like, Dwayne Bowe had one of the best contract years you'll ever see.
That was nice.
What was that, 13, 15 touchdowns or something like that?
15 touchdowns.
Yeah, nuts. And then we never saw Dwayne Bowe again.
Nope.
Speaking of Sonic. And L'Jarius Sneed, like, you can't paint it better than what he did this last year. In a league where wide receiver talent has never been better and quarterback talent has never been better, L'Jarius Sneed was like a 90s corner. In your face, on your ass, shut you down. In fact, the only time that he ever got humiliated, 2 plays later, he punched the ball out and took this team to the Super Bowl with a big defensive stop. So again, L'Jarius Sneed's going to get a lot of money. You can also franchise tag L'Jarius Sneed, 18.8. Call that $19 million. And then you get into the semantics of, all right, are we going to do exactly what Chris Jones did last year and he's going to sit out until he starts getting fined, then he shows up? I don't know. And a lot of people bring up the whole Chris Jones quote from the parade. Everybody's hammered. Travis Kelce couldn't stand.
He tried to sing Friends in Low Places.
I don't even know if that's what he was singing.
He tried and it was not good.
That's that Dom 42 that'll get you.
Yeah, he was done.
That's that Dom 42. And, you know, has it been fun with Chris Jones? Sure. 3 Super Bowls, legacy, Hall of Famer, Ring of Honor. It's great. But when you look back and sit back and think to yourself, am I really going to pay this guy four years for $130 million? Probably not, because the track records would say no. Cut up on the other side, Popeyes did something very funny today that I thought was, well, worth bringing up off the end of the show here tonight as we get into our final thoughts here on After Hours. That's Chris Nocero. I'm Dusty Likens. This is 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
This makes me want to sit on a patio and listen to, like, R&B and just, like, old-school rap all day. It's still 60 degrees outside, and it's 853, 852 to be exact.
I'll take it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, this is a night where you can drive home with just the vents open. You don't have to put the heat on or the air on or the windows down. You just kind of let that natural air come through, that natty air.
Natty air.
Yeah. That got you a little bit.
Natty air.
Always at the end of the night, I like to end this show with things that might not have made the script. And what you heard tonight was all scripted. We put it all together. Chris and I talked throughout the day. We come with a conclusion towards the end, and then we just kind of hash it out, and then that's your show. So you're welcome. That's very arrogant. I apologize. I don't. But I thought today it was hilarious. I saw a thing from Popeyes. We could both agree that we are you're church's guy, right? Do I remember that right?
I prefer churches, but I do really like Popeyes too.
You'll dip in the bowl of Popeyes.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And where I come from, churches and Popeyes are king. And that's the battle. And then
who's got the better biscuit?
Churches. Okay. They got the honey glaze.
You like that sweet.
That honey glaze on top. Yeah. No.
Who's got the better chicken?
Churches.
Who's got the better sides?
Churches.
You're a churches guy.
I'm a churches guy. There were two churches within like 3 miles of my high school.
Did you ever send somebody a text, hey, I can't come over, I'm headed to church?
Never.
And well,
one would believe me because I didn't go to church.
Yeah, but I'm going to that fried chicken palace.
nobody believed me. If I said I'm going to church, they're like, you good?
You know what I really love from churches? They're fried okra.
I'm not an okra guy.
Woo!
My family loves the okra, though.
I do love. I could hang with your family. It'd just be a fight for the okra that I'd probably lose.
Oh yeah, they love.
I don't want to piss Pops off when I go in for that little okra nugget.
Yeah, no, they.
What
love
are you
the
doing
okra.
Over here? Yeah. Sorry. Is it? Yeah. Anyways, so Popeyes, they had a sign that went viral. It said, "We are short staffed. If you run out of patients, ask for an application." I find that hilarious. Because I think a lot of people don't realize that in today's world, the fast food chain's tough, man. Like, if you go in there with an attitude, or like when the robot takes your, hi, welcome to blah, 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 you don't need to be like, can I talk to a human? I'm tired of waiting. You don't know what kind of day that other person's had. If you know all about fast food, then go work it. I bet you hate it. I'll never work at a fast food restaurant because I don't want to deal with that sort of pressure. But I do love that Popeyes went out of their way and put a viral sign that says, if you are running out of patience, ask about an application. Come help us.
One of the best ways to get into a fight is to talk spicy to fast food people, fast food workers.
Well, why would you do that? They're just going to like...
Because like a lot of them not afraid to lose that job.
No, they're not.
There's plenty of fast food places out there to work at.
And how many times have you seen videos of people that like go through the drive-thru window and like throw things or like...
Yeah, they be talking spicy and then next thing you know, or they in the dining room and they talk spicy and next thing you know, the person hops over the counter and start throwing hands. Mm-hmm. It happens a lot, man. And it's like, maybe you should be careful about who you talk to like that. Because some of these people, they for real. And they'll swing on your ass.
I love when the other people win in those videos. It's kind of like when the animals win. When like a guy's messing with like an alligator or something like that on a golf course. The alligator like bites his leg. I'm like, dude, you deserve it.
There was a story the other day about somebody like going into a lion enclosure. And then the lion killed him.
Sorry.
Why'd you go in there?
Sorry.
They were trying to take a picture with the lion. Like, what are you doing?
I saw one where a guy, I think it was like a zoo in Asia, and a guy jumped into a panda exhibit. Panda beat the living snot out of him, dude.
What are you doing?
Like, probably shouldn't have done that. One, that panda's like encaged. And the other, you're a human. You're a snack at that point.
The panda's not playing around with your ass.
I do love this song. Fun show tonight. I'm back. The Crown Jewel. I love that nickname. I know you hate it.
It's terrible.
I love it, dude. It's better than Furious George. You can give me that.
I hate that name, too. I'll never call Karloff this name.
No. Thanks to Josh Verner joining the show. Don't forget, Hot Stove tomorrow night at 6. Eric Hosmer on at 9 a.m. with Fesco in the morning. Go do nice things for people. You can change your day, week, month, or year. It's cool to care. Be nice. Stay safe, Kansas City. I love you. Good night.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.